You are tuning in to Let's Talk Careers with Sarah. I am aired every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. In this show, I talk about career advancement, resume revamps, interview expectations, how to stand out from the crowd, how to brand yourself, and skills you need to become a CEO. All of this is on Armed Radio Online Show, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah, exclusively on TuneIn Satellite and the Armed Radio Network. Hello, hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Careers with Sarah. Let's talk about avoid these four feedback mistakes that usually you get from your boss. The term constructive criticism is an oxymoron to many in today's workplace, often because feedback is not presented in a constructive manner. It can be difficult to strike the right balance between being compassionate and direct, but if we start thinking about criticism more mindfully, the conversation can be both helpful and constructive. Be aware of these four feedback mistakes. The number one is making it one-sided. Making constructive criticism a two-way conversation can help alleviate negative feelings and show your colleague you are compassionate about what they have to say. Number two, not offering constructive advice. Too often, managers are critical without providing constructive advice on how to improve. Instead of shaming, try to provide input in a way that's direct and specific. Number three, generalizing about character. When evaluating someone's performance, we over-attribute failure to something about the person. She's unmotivated or he's lazy, without taking into account the situational factors that influence the performance. Instead of generalizing, take a step back and look at what happened in the situation. Was the initial expectation unrealistic? Did someone else slip up? Did the employee have the tools needed to reach the goal? The last one is number four, excessive sugarcoating. Many leaders rely on the compliment sandwich to deliver criticism, wrapping a criticism in two positive comments in hopes of softening the critique. Two positives does not offset the negative. Getting straight to the point in a way that's both direct and helpful. Likes this show so far and would like to recommend topics in the future to be discussed on the next show episodes? Let me know on facebook.com Let's Talk Careers with Sarah. And please support this podcast with a small monthly donation of $5 a month to help sustain future episodes. Just find the support button and it will guide you through. Your support helps me level up my podcast. And share this episode with your friends and on social media.